Sponsored by Q Leadership Institute on The Word, 100.7 FM.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to On Q. I'm your host, Eric Powell. Thanks for joining us. Friends, no matter if you're the hunter or the farmer, doctor or the patient, no matter the role, you have a purpose. You're a leader in that purpose. Our goal here is simple, to get us on cue with God's will, on cue with his calling on our lives, which is our purpose, and get others on cue with that purpose. And what is cue? It is how Nehemiah, a model transformational leader, led a starved, desperate, isolated, and broken people in building a wall and closing the gaps around ancient Jerusalem. He CUE'd them up. And C is for a common ground. It's what we agree on, the why we've come together. Use a unified thought. What vision can we share is the what we intend to do. And E is the equally yoke. What's the game plan? What's the role? What's my role? And what success look like? How we do this together. So Q leadership broadly integrates biblical principles of purposeful leadership using Nehemiah as the model, helping you do two things. One, get people to trust you. Two, get people to follow you in discipleship. Trust and discipleship is at the axis of leadership, and trust and discipling is exactly what the Lord calls us to do. Trust him and be a gospel disciple. Lead others to him. With that, we will trust him by going to him with a word of prayer, as we always do. Lord, you're a powerful, merciful, living God. Lord, we just thank you. We honor you today, and we, Lord, lead and bless this ministry and the audience and all that are serving you, Lord. You know that this Q leadership is your brainchild and are calling your name, but we honor you today by doing two things, giving you the glory, and two, serving this generation through Q. Your word shares in Romans 12, 2, be not conformed to this world, be ye transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Lord, use this ministry to complete that purpose, align, equip, some transform some new leaders for your glory. Help us to hear the call, receive the call, and raise those transformation leaders and gatekeepers. In the name above all names, Christ's name, we pray. Amen. So what to expect to do in our time today? We like to have a dialogue, a conversation about leadership based in God's word. We try to equip leaders with a roadmap to tap in the faith and building that trust and building that discipleship. We also try to highlight everyday leaders who are making a difference, who can testify to God's goodness and to their own transformation. Our show is a lot of things, but it is not to criticize, but to shine some light on some truth and love. It's not to tell you what to do, but provide a different lens in order to see things. It's not to focus on mere symptoms of a problem, but get to the root of the problem. As we say, treat the infection, not the runny nose. So today is as with any day. Let's be open. Let's pray that we hear the Lord and not me, have the right questions. And no matter what the differences may be, remember that this life is about love and surrender. There'll be difference of opinions, of course, but let's do what a true transformation leader said. Let us agree without being disagreeable. Be thought partners. Have a fruitful dialogue. So during this Memorial Day weekend, we honor men and women in serving our great nation, our great country, who have fallen at arms or even at peace times. It takes a special person to serve this nation. We honor them today. When I think about dying, giving up a life for others, the first thing I think about is the precious word that Christ shared with us, with his disciples in John 15. So greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. I know that our Lord was specifically talking about laying down his life for all of us, for all of mankind, to free us. And there's no greater love than that. But Galatians 5 tells us that it is for freedom that Christ sets us free. And we liken that to this weekend as we memorialize some fallen soldiers, to remember the people who have died while serving others for the sake of freedom on this Memorial Day. Of course, there is some great debate on his origins, but the most agree that it originated as Decorations Day after the Civil War, where a group of Union soldiers established it at a time for the nation to decorate the graves of the war. Dead of the war, and also with flowers, and put those on the graves. So as it came to the day, as competing factions from Union, Confederates, and all sorts of folks celebrated on different days, it merged to this Memorial Day, eventually honoring all Americans who died while in military service. So regardless of the origin, the normal way of honoring these fallen soldiers is visiting ceremonies and cemeteries and memorials. And this week, I was fortunate to be a part of a tradition, honor military. It's something a little bit different. Got a chance to attend the Wounded Warriors, where they took on the NFL. The Wounded Warriors amputee football team, WWAFT, led by the quarterback and former U.S. Navy officer Roger Staubach, took on the NFL alumni of Texas this past Thursday in a flag football game called Game of Honor. And these players, these WWAFT, is the Wounded Warriors Amputee Football Team, are veterans from the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts and play to demonstrate the loss of limb doesn't necessarily mean the loss of end of an athletic career. It was held here in Dallas-Fort Worth at the Jesuit Preparatory School, and this Game of Honor was sponsored by many, many people, and hundreds of fans attended. But ironically, though, I didn't watch much of the game. Instead, the spirit moved me to go hunting a little bit. Hunting, talk to people at different booths. And I met some amazing, amazing people. Some soldiers, some soccer players, some restaurant owners, home builders. All experiencing a loss of limb, a loss of even someone that they know and love. I can't wait to have some of them on my show coming up. But it was what was consistent in all the conversations was the love of God, warrior spirit, refusing to be snared and defeated by the circumstances. Three was the love of outdoors, being active. And then fourthly, the joy of giving of themselves, donating time, talents, treasures, testimonies to someone else. Hence, no greater love, which makes our guest today so timely for this week. For the love of God, a warrior spirit, the love of outdoors, donating himself to all around him, a local fireman. Rob Robinson, founder of Forever Outdoors. He is simply amazing. He, like many outdoorsmen, though, Rob has loves turkey hunting and currently holds the Kansas record for the largest typical turkey at 26.5 pounds. And at the time he shot it, it was the seventh largest in the world. His hunt for an elusive grand slam of hunting for all four types of turkeys brought him from Mississippi to the door of a Kansas farmer that changed his life. And with it, it makes it fitting to Rob to help us to answer our question today, why hunt to donate life? So, Rob, with a virtual applause, let's welcome Rob Robinson. And, Rob, welcome. Thanks. Welcome to On Cue.
Hey, Eric. So glad to be on the show today. Thank you so much for asking me.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you for taking the time and definitely taking the time for your fire team allowing you to be on today. Because if you listen to a little background noise, Rob's actually at work, I believe, at the fire station, right?
Well, I'm at the fire station.
Okay.
I'm actually not on duty today, but
okay. Well,
I'm
awesome.
I'm here to do this interview.
Awesome. Well, hey, well, thank you very, very much for taking the time out. So, Rob, as we always do, we want to start our show to allow everyone to know a little bit about you, right? You know, we always start with the same two questions, and we're going to kick that off right now. And the first question is, what is that one word that describes you?
I guess one word that would describe me would be I'm just an outdoorsman. Love the outdoors and love being close to God's nature and all his creations.
Amen. That one word is outdoorsman. I like that. I like that. And so the second question is, it's probably trivial, but we have to ask it. If money was no issue, what would you do every day?
Well, money doesn't drive me, but if everybody needs money, and I would just like, if I was didn't have to worry about money, I would just utilize what I have to help others enjoy the outdoors. I mean, that's my driven goal, is to help people that have obstacles stand in their way to enjoy the outdoor adventures.
Amen. And you definitely do that on a consistent basis. So let's tell us a little bit more about yourself, what you do personally, professionally. Talk about where you grew up and how you make a living, and then kind of talk about your passion as a hunter.
Well, I'm from a small town called Eupora, Mississippi. I grew up there, went to Mississippi State University, and graduated in marketing, and later got on the fire department. I've been on the Starkville Fire Department now for 18 years, and I've always been an outdoorsman, and it's my passion, and getting to help others enjoy it is really touches me now, and that's kind of where I'm at today.
Right, being outdoors and being with nature, as you said, being an outdoorsman. And so you grew up, of course, in Mississippi, and you just got a great passion of being a hunter, right?
Not just a hunter, just an outdoorsman in general, you know.
Right. Well, great. So talk about your first turkey hunt ever. Can you tell us about that?
Do what now?
Can you tell us about your first time you went turkey hunting?
First time I went turkey hunting?
Yes.
First time I went turkey hunting, I drove 650 miles to Kansas. My sister lived up there. Didn't have a shotgun. And borrowed a shotgun and turkey hunted for 3 days. And actually, on the third day, I killed a pretty nice-sized turkey.
Right.
And I've been hooked ever since. And the second year, I killed that record turkey that you spoke of earlier.
Right. Wow, the record turkey. Can you talk about that? That was did you know? I guess you probably didn't know it was a record turkey at the time. But
well, I knew it was a big turkey, but I had no clue it was going to be number 7 in the world.
Right. And that really hooked you, right? That really got you synced in at that point, right? Oh, yeah, that is great. So you talk about though, you know, the Grand Slam. Explain to us what is the Grand Slam.
The Grand Slam of turkey hunting is 4 different kinds of turkeys found in the USA, and you have to travel to different places to get them.
Okay.
It's a Eastern, a Rio, a Merriam, and an Osceola.
Okay.
Osceola is found only in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But in my pursuit of the Grand Slam, the second year, after I killed my turkey, record turkey, I went out in western Kansas and knocked on a farmer's door, got permission to hunt, and let's see here, pitched a tent. I didn't see him again for 3 years later. I'm pitching a tent in his yard. I ask him, can I pitch a tent? He lets me in. I hunt for 5 days, and we stayed in contact, and, you know, it later led me to donate him a kidney.
Right. So, yeah, we're gonna talk about that. So you pitched a tent, you leased his land, and you Harley saw him for 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Harley saw him for 3 years. And then in between that time, I guess, you know, you got to get to know him just a little bit, I guess, on the phone and so forth, right?
Yeah, we stayed in touch with text.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then so up to that point, you know, which is a great story that follows and definitely a great purpose that you have. And it's going to lead to some bigger things and why we're here talking about here today. But so what we're going to do, though, Rob, we're going to pick that up after the break. And so we'll continue our dialogue with our special guest, Rob Robinson, who's helping to answer the question of the day, why hunt to donate life. So during the break, so stay with us. You can't afford to miss this. We're taking calls. Call us at 1-800-949-5973 if you got any questions for Rob. And our feel free to inbox us at Facebook. Our show is supported by Love Scarlet, led by a breast cancer survivor and an Army captain who is standing the gap and embrace cancer survivors and as well as their family. So feel free to stay with us. This is On Cue. We'll be right back.
This is Christian Talk Radio, The Word, 100.7 FM.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station because there's an alternative to bankruptcy and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-3757. That's 1-800-400-3757. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? there's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-6651. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-6651. 1-800-700-6651.
A Silicon Valley CEO is fired for opposing same-sex marriage. A teenage girl is attacked on campus for protesting abortion. And a college club loses formal recognition for being Christian. This is the country we live in today, an America where people are punished for expressing themselves and then bullied into silence. If you don't agree with a certain liberal agenda, you're targeted for silencing. This is Eric Metaxas, and my good friend Kirsten Powers chronicles this frightening new trend in her brand new book titled The Silencing, How the Left is Killing Free Speech. With fearless candor, Kirsten gives us example after example of men and women who've been punished for expressing opinions that have been suddenly deemed unacceptable. The Silencing is a much-needed wake-up call for everyone who cherishes liberty. Who will be the next victim of The Silencing?
Kirsten Powers' book, The Silencing, How the Left is Killing Free Speech, from Regnery Publishing, is now available at Amazon.com, Costco, and bookstores everywhere.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle.
Only during the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales event going on now through June 1st can you receive your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Christian Talk Radio, The Word, 100.7 FM.
And we're back. Thanks for staying with us. You're listening to On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. Remember, our mission here is simple, friends, to help you leave where you are by getting you on cue with God's will. Today's question is, why hunt to donate? Helping us with that is you. So call us at 1-800-949-5973. But also helping us with that is our special guest, local fireman Rob Robinson from Mississippi. He's a founder of Forever Outdoors, and he loves sharing his love of outdoors and turkey hunting and turning it into a passion of donating organs as well as supporting the Wounded Warrior Project. So, Rob, thanks for staying with us.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. So, you know, before the break, we started talking about how this started coming about. You say that you were in Kansas and pitching a tent at a local landowner's home. And kind of walk us through the story of, because for a long time you didn't see him or talk to him for about 3 years, right?
Yeah, it was 3 years from the first time I knocked on his door before I was back knocking on his door asking, can I pitch a tent in his yard? And the second time when I pitched a tent, I got to see him. He was doing home dialysis, and, you know, we got to visit some. And the fall and spring, we stayed in contact even more, and he was getting closer to getting a transplant. But I found that I was touched on a turkey hunting trip in Kansas. I had an spiritual experience up there. And it just led me to want to get tested, and, you know, I was tested and was a match.
It was a match. Wow. Of all the people, family and everyone else, the person who knocked on his door 3 years prior and pitched a tent 3 years later is a match for his kidney. Right?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yeah, that's definitely the Lord brought y'all together and ultimately kind of moved you to do that. So take us through, you know, that decision. I mean, in between time, you guys got to share a little bit of time by catching some games and other things, but kind of talk us through that decision of deciding to not only just take get tested, but also actually to go through the surgery itself.
You know, it was one of the easiest decisions I ever made in my life.
Mm-hmm.
There was just some things that played into effect that, you know, I was out at his house prior to our surgery just a couple weeks to get my hunting in before our surgery. And Sunday morning, before we were to go get our final workup done, he was called by KU Medical Center, Gil was, but he didn't accept the call because he was in the church. And when he got out, he found out later they were calling to say they had a kidney for him.
Right.
But later on that afternoon, they called back and said it wasn't a match. And, you know, I knew I was supposed to be his donor the whole time. I mean, many things happened that just pointed in that direction that,
wow,
you know, it was meant to be.
It was meant to be. So your friend his name is Gil Alexander, right?
Yes, that's it.
Right. And so many things have happened led to that point that it was meant to be. And so share one with us. I think all our listeners can understand the spiritual revolution transformation that we all go through. And it'll be easy for all to understand. So can you just share one with us?
Well, officer, this while I was on the operating table,
mm-hmm,
I'd found out later the original doctor that did the first successful kidney transplant died while I was on the operating table. I found out later about this, and what kind of sign is that? I mean, it's just
right.
You know, totally awesome.
Totally awesome. Kind of leading you down this path of kind of understanding and listening to the spirit to move you to do something for somebody. Wow. So talk a little bit about Mr. Alexander. How is he? How's he doing? And as well as, you know, your relationship now.
Well, his kidney's been working fine since the day that it was transplanted, but he has gone through other major medical issues, but he's fighting through, and, you know, he's just praying and just hanging in there and, you know, staying positive.
Right, right. He says you end up chasing the grand slam and pitching a tent, end up chasing your right to donating some life for Mr. Alexander. How powerful a story is that, right?
Did what now? I can't hear you.
I just said that your chase for the grand slam led you right into Mr. Alexander and basically chasing turkeys into really chasing to the point you're donating him life.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's just funny how little decisions can make a difference in your life. Sometimes you may know and sometimes you may not know, but the little decision of me taking up turkey hunting led to Gil Alexander's door and donating a kidney and forming Forever Outdoors.
Right. So that really, it didn't stop there. You're right. It to form Forever Outdoors. Tell us about Forever Outdoors. What's your mission? What do you want to do for Forever Outdoors?
Well, I've always wanted to start a hunting business, but I don't want to do it for the money. So since I've donated a kidney to Gil, I came up with the idea of promoting organ donation awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Along with outdoor adventures to veterans, kids, organ donors, recipients, pretty much anybody that has obstacles that stand in their way to outdoor adventures. I mean, most folks, it takes a lot of being physically fit and stuff to enjoy the outdoors, and some people don't have that and, you know, need some help, and that's what we want to do.
Right, it definitely, we take for granted sometimes our ability to do physical things, and some that do not and would love to, and your passions help folks fulfill that. That's correct, right?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. So tell us about, you know, some recent organ donors. I hear that someone that I know and love and admire from my hometown in Alabama, you had a great chance to bring them onto a hunt. Can you talk about that?
Yes, sir. I was actually at a doctor in Birmingham and met a lady, and her son had donated to her other son a kidney, and I got to talking to them and stayed in contact with them, and they love the hunting and outdoors, and so eventually I called them up and told them that I had wanted to take them turkey hunting in Illinois. I had an outfitter in Illinois that wanted to donate a hunt to Forever Outdoors, and so we took Hal and Wayne to Illinois on a turkey hunt.
Wow. So Hal and Wayne Benson, two brothers, saving each other's lives, right?
And Hal killed a nice-sized turkey in Illinois.
Wow. What a great ending to such a great story at the end of the day. So tell us, before we go to the break, tell us about why Wounded Warriors. Why that's one of your big choices, especially during this time of Memorial Day weekend.
Well, you know, I don't really say just Wounded Warriors. I want to help all veterans.
I mean,
it doesn't matter if you're wounded or not. You're a veteran. You fought for your country. And, you know, I don't want to just say Wounded Warriors and just leave everybody else out.
Sure,
you know? But
sure.
We plan to help everybody that needs helping, you know. You know, our first thing that we did as Forever Outdoors, we did take four Wounded Warriors out to Kansas on a muzzleloader hunt, and that was a pretty special deal. We had twin brothers from Houston, Mississippi that was both injured in combat that got to partake in this hunt.
Wow. You know, that's a great story. So we're going to take a quick break, and I want you to continue and tell us about that story and even any other memorable story. So you're listening to On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell, and we have Rob Robinson here, who is the founder of Forever Outdoors, and here to help ask him the question of the day, why hunt to donate lives? So we'll be right back.
KWRD FM.
Every month, Heather Cook helps dozens of people file claims for life insurance bought through SelectQuote. The stories she tells are inspiring. Like this one about Joe, a 39-year-old research analyst. Joe was healthy, but with a wife and two sons, he realized he needed life insurance just in case. Joe called SelectQuote. His agent, Scott, shopped a number of highly rated term life companies, and though Joe's budget was tight, got him a $1 million policy he could afford. Last April, Joe died from heart failure. But thanks to his life insurance through SelectQuote, his family can keep the house and the boys can go to college. See how affordable SelectQuote can make just in case for you.
For a free quote, call 1-800-600-5562. 1-800-600-5562. 1-800-600-5562. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
My name is Greg Vaughn, and I'm the founder of Grace Ministries. For over 40 years, I've had a passion for serving the church and the production of Emmy Award-winning films and video curriculum. May I ask you a question? Do you love your work? Or maybe it's even, do you like your work? If not, then listen closely. Grace Ministries is hiring for two new sales and marketing positions to work directly with over 75,000 church customers. If you enjoy working with pastors, counselors, and Christian educators, you'll love working at Grace. So if you have a gift in the area of marketing and sales, submit your resume today. You must have at least 2 years of phone selling experience and a working knowledge of the church. Submit your resume to jobs@grace101.org or call 1-800-527-4014. That's 1-800-527-4014.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're debt relief advocates, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now, 1-800-558-1102. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call Debt Relief Advocates now and see how much money you could save for free. 1-800-558-1102. That's 1-800-558-1102. 1-800-558-1102.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You've helped make Lumber Liquidators North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents and hand-scraped acacia hardwood for $2.99. That's half of what you'd pay at other stores. Plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
The Word, 100.7 FM.
Worldwide at thewordfm.com.
This is Christian Talk Radio. The Word, 100.7 FM.
And we're back. Thanks for staying with us. You're listening to the On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. Remember, our mission here is simple, friends, to help you leave where you are by getting you on cue with God's will. Our show is also supported by Love Scarlet, led by breast cancer survivor and Army captain, who is standing in the gap of breast cancer survivors, families, and loved ones by building a network of support and transforming lives with tenacity, leadership, and resilience with God's word. So find Love Scarlet on Facebook. It's Love Scarlet, S-C-A-R-L-E-T. So today's question, why hunt to donate? Helping us with that issue, so feel free to call us at 1-800-949-5970. Helping us with that is our special guest, a local farmer fireman from Mississippi, Rob Robertson. He's the founder of Forever Outdoors. So, Rob, thanks for staying with us during the break.
Okay, I'm here.
Absolutely. Hey, you were just sharing your story about how not only you met a local landowner and 3 years later you created a great partnership and friendship and donated a kidney and saved his life, created Forever Outdoors in order to give people with who has challenges, if it's physical or mental, whatever it is, an outlet to get back outdoors and get active. And so you're talking about before the break one of your hunts recently with some wounded warriors. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
That was our first hunt that we did. It was in Kansas, and we took two brothers that were injured, they were actually twins, and two more guys from Mississippi to Kansas on a muzzleloader hunt. And you know, it was a pretty awesome experience. And you know, it's we're planning on we're wanting to build a 5-star hunting outdoor retreat out there in Northwest Kansas to do this free for veterans, kids, organ donors and recipients, and others that have obstacles that stand in their way to outdoor adventures.
Wow. So that's the overall vision, and essentially that's what you're working towards at this point, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, I just have a love for Kansas. I've been going up there for over 20-something years, and the outdoors up there is just amazing, and I just want to share that with others.
Right. So how do people help you make that vision come true? What are some of the things you need at this point?
Well, I'm currently needing folks to help me get this organization formed and what it needs to be. I'm way over my head on a lot of things and getting things done. You know, it takes a lot to build something and like what we're trying to build in Kansas and maintain it.
Right.
And do this free for other people. You know, I would like to utilize other organizations and, you know, for
have other organizations be a part of it and utilize what we're trying to do. It's not just a Kansas thing.
Sure.
I mean, it's something that can be done all over the United States. I mean, have folks, I talk to people every day where folks are wanting to donate and outdoor adventures, and, you know, it can be from wherever, and it's just a matter of making it happen, finding them people to take, and the getting them there, you know.
Right, right. So it's a combination of, you know, not only just corporate support and admin support, but also finding partnerships that if you already have missions in place and just to kind of partner with them as a funnel to bring people to
yes,
your
sir.
Overall vision. Okay. Well, great. So we'll if those out there listening, we'll leave some information on our website and also Facebook page in order to contact and potentially work with Rob. And this is definitely a great cause and great mission along the way. So Rob, how do people contact you? Where do they find you?
All our stuff is on a Facebook page for now. We need to get a website designed, but currently everything is done through our Facebook page. Forever Outdoors. Imagine this, it's got a lot of turkeys on it, so it's easy to find.
Right, well, some great stories and some great articles as well and some news. I mean, of course, this is not, of course, your first media program. People have been interviewing you across the country recently, right?
Through Facebook, we've made contacts doing interviews, and I mean, our Facebook followers expand all around the world. And one thing I try to do is go and thank every person that likes our page and kind of give them the details of what we're about. And, you know, it just.
And that says a lot about who Rob Robinson is. I just want y'all to understand that. You think he has over 12,000 followers, and
almost
18,000 followers, and compared to some folks, it's not a lot, but it is a lot of people, and he's actually thanked them.
And you know, a lot of people say, you know, it doesn't matter how many people are following you. I try to share my story with every person, and you know, if one person decides to become an organ donor, how many people that can affect down the line, you know?
Right, right. No doubt. That is phenomenal that you reached out to. Even when I liked it, it sent me a personal note. It wasn't necessarily canned. It was just something personal, and that's just this phenomenal person he is. So, Rob, let me ask you this question: Have you captured the Grand Slam yet?
Thanks to this year, to some help, I finished my Grand Slam in Florida on April 15th at 8:10 a.m. in Orlando, Florida.
Wow, congratulations.
And I actually just got back from Kansas and Nebraska, and I ended up finishing a second slam. So I got one complete slam in a complete season.
Wow, that's great. That's congratulations. I'm sure that's a lot of work and a lot of travel in order to make that happen.
But, you know, I want to make this more about making this happen for others. This has been a quest for me to kill the Grand Slam and what I've done. But, you know, I'm more excited about helping others conquer that Grand Slam or whatever outdoor adventure that may be.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what it's all about, serving others at the end of the day. So Rob, for the last few minutes, you know, is there something that the audience needs to know that haven't asked about that you just need to kind of share with them that maybe we've overlooked in the last few minutes or so?
Well, it's, no matter where you are, you could be a part of Forever Outdoors. I like getting folks excited about what we're doing. You know, we can't cure cancer. We can't cure a lot of these diseases, but we can have the choice to become organ donors and potentially save somebody's life down the road.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about, making awareness for organ donation and then ultimately give people an outlet.
Our Forever Outdoors is not a hunting, just outdoor. That's a benefit from
sure.
what we're doing. But our main goal is organ donation awareness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thanks for sharing this. So our last few minutes, Rob, can you talk about what can we be in prayer with you about? What are some of the things that our listeners and audience can just making sure they keep in your prayers? And
you know, just, you know, of course, I mean, we're trying to get our nonprofit status, and, I mean, we don't have that yet. And but we welcome people that can help us form what we need to form in our organization, what we need, and kind of guide us and direct us and get us on the right track, you know. Of course, we need money just like everybody else, you know, but that's, you know.
Right. So all sorts of support in order to start this organization and continue to keep it going, because right now you're actually in it. You're starting. You know what your purpose is, and you're starting in it. And in parallel, like building a ship, building a plane while you're flying it, in a sense. So those are out there who have a passion around helping individuals, organ donation, the outdoors, just the joy of being, just keep giving people that warrior spirit. That Rob Robinson of Forever Outdoors is definitely one of those we got to keep in mind, and also keeping our prayers in order to help. So Rob, with that, anything else you would love to share with the audience before we let you go?
I just feel so honored to be on the show, and thank you, and thank God for leading me on this path. And, you know, there's great things to come, and just I need all the prayers I can get.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, yeah, and that's the thing about it, and that's why we're here, is basically highlighting leaders who are making a difference, who are really can be testaments to what Lord's doing in not only your life, but also in others as well. And it's just phenomenal what you do. We're going to continue to hold you up in prayer. We're going to virtually touch and agree that Lord send you more folks like me, and as well as others who can help with from an administrative perspective, and also other groups who can share the same passion of helping folks. And Rob Robinson is one of those you can definitely partner with. So with that, so Rob, we thank you, and we'll definitely be in touch, and we look forward to more things for Forever Outdoors.
Okay, and just hope all the listeners go out there and check out our Forever Outdoors page and like and share it for us. That would help so much.
Right. And, I appreciate it, Rob. I thank you, and we'll be in touch real soon. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's Rob Robinson, and he is the founder of Forever Outdoors, and he was here today to help us answer our question of the day, why hunt to donate. So that leaves us, and we definitely, if you please reach out to Rob on Facebook. It's Forever Outdoors. So he's definitely one of those you have to make sure you keep a lookout for, because he's definitely making an impact in so many different ways, taking his passion and turning it around to something very purposeful and leading in that. So after the break, we'll continue our dialogue around and asking the questions of why hunt to donate. So feel free to call us during the break at 800-949-5973. Feel free to inbox us on Facebook as well if you got any questions or comment. Again, our show is not only supported by Q Leadership Institute, but also Love Scarlet, which is led by a Army veteran and captain and breast cancer survivor who's a wife and mother, teacher, Southern Belle, and a woman of faith. And Love Scarlet is standing in the gap for breast cancer survivors, families, and loved ones, building a network of transforming lives and based on God's word. So friends, this is On Cue. This is Eric Powell. We'll be right back.
Christian Talk Radio. The Word. 100.7 FM.
It seemed like every year we were paying higher premiums with higher deductibles for these complicated health care plans we really couldn't afford to use. Then a friend told us about MediShare. It's Christians across America who share each other's medical bills. We found a family option that was exactly what we were looking for, and the cost savings were amazing. As a family of four, we had been paying $940 a month. Now with MediShare, we pay $420. That's less than half the cost of insurance. Talk about some huge stress relief. MediShare is healthcare that really works.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 855-PSALM-23. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 855-PSALM-23. That's 855-PSALM-23.
In 2002, a National Sleep Foundation poll found that 63% of women experience symptoms of insomnia at least a few nights per week. In my opinion, a major reason for insomnia is the Blue Card. It's a shopping and loyalty card, and it's free. That's right, free. No charge, nada. Next, you can receive up to 5% cash back on purchases. Most cards only offer 2% at most. No wonder girls can't sleep. With the Blue Card, you can also get shopping points that you could use for online purchases. So it's cash back and shopping points. Am I keeping you awake? If you refer the Blue Card to someone, you could even earn money on their purchases. No, I'm serious. It's true. But it gets better. If you share the Blue Card with a merchant, you could earn on the purchases of everyone who uses the Blue Card at their store, too. There's no way you're going to get any sleep until you get your own free Blue Card.
To get your free Blue Card, go to BlueCardShopping.com. That's BlueCardShopping.com. BlueCardShopping.com.
According to Forbes magazine, Saudi Arabia's Prince Al Walid, with over $21 billion, is the 35th richest person in the world. Being a Saudi prince, you just naturally assume he inherited his money, which I'm sure is partly true. However, he made a lot of his money by investing in banking and financial services, hotels and hotel management companies, mass media, entertainment, retail, agriculture, petrochemicals, aviation technology, and real estate all over the world. He's making money off about anything people buy anywhere. You may not be a Saudi prince, but you can make money on about anything people buy almost anywhere by getting your free Blue Card. The Blue Card is a loyalty rewards card that not only gets you discounts on purchases, but up to 5% cash back on what you buy. If you refer someone to the Blue Card, you could earn money on what they buy. And if you refer the Blue Card to a business, you could earn on the purchases of anyone who uses the Blue Card in their store or almost anywhere.
To get your free Blue Card, go to BlueCardShopping.com. That's BlueCardShopping.com. BlueCardShopping.com.
Thinking about a career change? How about your dream job on the staff at a local church? At ChurchStaffing.com, you can find your true calling and a new career with meaning. ChurchStaffing.com has listings for hundreds of jobs in churches all across the country. For pastors and worship leaders, secretaries, accountants, facilities and maintenance, graphic designers, IT specialists, and much more. Best of all, it's free. Find the ideal job for you at the perfect place. Visit ChurchStaffing.com. That's ChurchStaffing.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Christian Talk Radio, The Word, 100.7 FM.
Welcome back. You listen to On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. Thanks for staying with us, friends. Remember, our mission here is simple, to help you leave where you are by getting you on cue with God's will and His purpose on His life. So, on your life. So, Lord, so today we our question of the day was why hunt to donate? We had local Mississippi fireman Rob Robinson. He's the founder of Forever Outdoors, who shared his love and outdoors and turkey hunting and turned into a passion of donating life through organ donation, as well as just giving people experiences in order to really come back from overcoming obstacles. If you got a chance to hear Rob and his story and his testimony, it's phenomenal how the Lord led him, you know, that 600 miles away in over 3 years and befriend a farmer, and just so happens that they, the farmer who needed a kidney transplant, they were matches, and ultimately it was an easy decision for him to give life. And then ultimately now he's taking that passion, that calling, and that purpose and turning and doing it for others and people that I know and love, and as well as others, even Wounded Warriors in this Memorial Day weekend. You know, before we go, though, we would like to thank you for tuning in. And before we close out, and our show, of course, is supported by the Q Leadership Institute, which I head, and as well as Love Scarlet. And remember, our show from Q Leadership, our mission here is to help leaders of all walks of life to unlock the ability to be transformational, either it's for a moment or for a season. combining biblical principles or even corporate transformation experience and seasons of where we help corporate faith-based athletes, athletic leaders to close the gaps, either for their own or even their collective team. So support us. Please go out and purchase my book that I just published a few months ago. It's called The Leader in the Mirror, A Second Chance to Close the Gap. It's on Barnes & Noble and as well as Amazon and other outlets as well. I ask you to put us on your prayer list and as well as like us on Facebook on Q Radio. Follow us on Twitter as well. So definitely as this is our second show, we thank those who support and listen to us tonight. If you're a church leader on the field, at home, or in the community anywhere, help us to help you enhance your leadership and also purpose. So you can find us also at Q Leadership, CUEleadership.org or .com. And of course, all sponsors are always welcome. And hopefully we'll give you some great content along the way. You know, so our question of the day is, why hunt to donate life? Our special guest, the local fireman from Mississippi, Rob Robinson, he founded Forever Outdoors to share his love of outdoors and turkey hunting with those who need it. We start our show with chapter 15 of John, where our Lord shares that the greater love has no one than this, that to lay down his life for his friends. No greater love than to give your life for a friend. And, you know, why not hunt to donate? Donate life. Apostle John made that so, summed it up in so clear when he wrote, "Dear friends, since God loved us so, we also ought to love one another." And that's 1 John 4:11. It's unconditional love. And I believe Rob has shared with us why and demonstrated the call for the unconditional love through his love of God and his strength of a warrior spirit, where he refused to be snared by defeated by not only his circumstances dealing with currently as well as those around him. Thirdly, his love of outdoors, of being outdoors, of being active and really moving one condition to the next. And then fourthly, his joy of giving of himself, if it's donating his time, talents, treasures, as well as testimony to others. You know, he donated life back into those he helped. And he's a true example of being on cue with God's will, of really leading, allowing the Spirit to lead him in such a way to make an impact. And there's no doubt that he's asking for help at this point from an admin, support, and partnership perspective. Lord's moving him in so many different ways. So if that really doesn't answer the question, why hunt to donate life, consider this. You know, Jesus conveyed it in Matthew 25th and 35, the 46th chapters, when he, in this message of unconditional love for others, he spoke of caring for the hungry, the thirsty, the homeless, the naked, the sick, in prison. That unconditional love for those who hunger, if it's for substance or food or filling of the Holy Spirit, for completeness or wholeness, even for meaning or purpose, hungry for a second chance, like Mr. Gil Alexander, who our guest helped. He was either thirsty for a purpose or a meaning in life, feeling homeless or even feeling unprotected if he's young, old, born, or even unborn. Even from the part of Christ said, caring for those who are naked, those who are exposed. And, you know, in the Hebrew language, exposed and naked and shame have the same meaning. So when you feel exposed because of not only a gift, guilt, and other things that we fall short on, that's where we are called to go and help. And even to the last point of in prisons, those who find themselves in prison, is it physically, mentally, or spiritually, enslaved by pain, enslaved by worry, or enslaved by circumstance, imprisoned by your finances, by debt, by fear. But regardless of your passion, regardless of what you do, or even where you hunt, as our special guest Rob Robinson does in Kansas, or where you fish, or where you bowl, or golf, or race, or play basketball, or play chess, or whatever you do, we always got to be on the hunt for those who may also still be in prison, or snared and tangled by the yoke of that slavery. So let's tell the truth be told, though, we have the utmost example of love and strength and being active and the joy of giving and the sacrifice that Jesus made. He not only he gave up his kidney, his lungs, his limbs, his whole body for humanity. And there is suffering in one form or another around this world. You can just throw a rock and you can find it. But we need leaders. We need leaders to stand in the gap, to get in the gap, to be on the hunt, because we're all out there. Either someone is in need of a word, need of a finance, need of help, a kidney. Be on the hunt to donate life. Why? Because, just go with me for a second. If the dead that we memorialize this week can speak beyond the grave, perhaps they would say, carpe diem. In other words, seize the day. Be in service to God, to others. And if we hunt to donate life or seize the day in service to others, Jesus made it absolutely clear in that verse 40. And he says, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for the least of these of my brothers, you also did for me. If it's Ferguson, Iraq, Israel, Garland, Waco, or even a 92-year-old man in Porches, Indiana, living with three others in a house who sat dead in his rocking chair for 2 weeks before anybody noticed. If we don't seize today, Jesus was also clear about this as well. The Lord will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for the one, the least of these, you did not do for me. Then you will go away in eternal punishment and righteousness to eternal life. So let's seize today, donate life by get on cue with God's will, on cue in his calling on life, and get others on cue with that purpose. If we live, Lord spare, we'll see you and talk to you next week.
KWRD FM.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through June 1st, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months' payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-6651. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-6651. 1-800-700-6651.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-900-9981. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-900-9981. That's 1-800-900-9981. 1-800-900-9981.
20 years of credit.